Mandy,
Hey, Katie.
look, I went back. I tried to improve myself. And so every once in a while, I listen to our podcast just to see, how I can improve my podcasting, just like I
That's
did
good. Are
my
you getting
sermons.
notes too, please?
Well, let me tell you what. Everything that I said I wanted to happen went the wrong way this week. And, I've shed some tears this week about things that we talked about last week. But I'm so glad to see your beautiful face, freshly cut hair. I know you went to the beauty shop, as Kogi called it, today. And let me tell you, I'm just so thankful to have a place where we can find like-minded people. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
It has been an important week
It has.
to surround ourselves with people who understand and validate our feelings.
Yes.
So yes, I too am thankful.
Right.
Yeah, here what my notes say. I'm still here.
Yeah.
The number
So.
of times I have sent the Mad Men meme. The not great Bob. The number of times I've shared that meme this week is probably 1,150. But
Right.
hey, here we are.
Here we
Here we
are. So on my Substack today and my letters of note, this is a very short letter written by Evelyn Wough, Wauge. I don't know if that's how you say that,
Please leave.
to Lady Mary Lygon. And all it says is, I feel like this has been our week. Very depressed, rain all day, no money, can't write. November 12th, 1931. And I thought, that is the, I mean, that's us. It cracked me up.
So good. That's so good. Yeah. Yeah, listen. I've eaten some cake. I got a Chantilly cake. Emergency delivery of a Chantilly cake on Tuesday afternoon that I
Never
couldn't
been
eat.
so jealous.
Couldn't eat it. Ended up not eating it. Didn't even break into it until about Thursday. But on Thursday, I broke into it. And let me tell you, at least for the next couple of months, I'm a grown woman and I can do whatever I want to do. So I
Right.
stuck my fork right in that cake. There's
I
no
made a
slicing that
pie.
cake. There's no slicing that cake. We're eating the cake with a fork right off the little golden platter it came on.
Love it.
The problem became, and I'd probably eaten about a fourth of it
It's so
Sunday.
good.
I got home Sunday from church and I had lunch and then I had a little bite of cake and I thought I should probably go ahead and throw this out. I've had enough cake. I've only eaten a fourth of it, but it's okay. You should not eat a whole, even if it's a 6-inch cake, Mandy, you
Right.
should not eat the whole cake by yourself. You should throw it out. But so I left it sitting out on the counter and then I laid down to take a nap. Freddie laid down with me and I did actually fall asleep. And then Freddie woke me up talking in his sleep. And then he woke himself up talking in his sleep. So he decided to get up off the bed. Y'all, I live in a studio condo. The only door in this place is to my bathroom. So when I'm lying on my bed, there's only like a wall with a hole in it, that doesn't even go all the way to the other side of the, it's a small space, is what I'm saying. So I hear Freddie like lapping, and I thought he was drinking water. And then I'm like, Freddie, what you doing? You gonna drink all your water? And usually that means he'll come wagging that tail,
Yeah.
right? He's not come to me. I said, oh, he is into something. So I get off my bed and take the 2 steps that I have to take to see into the other
Right.
room. And that dog
Stop it.
was all in that cake.
Stop.
He had pushed it all the way to the back wall, like it was, as far back as it could go. And he still had that long old tongue just lapping up. It was over halfway gone in about 37 seconds.
That's a party foul, Freddie.
Did I throw it out? I did not, because I figured I might just need one or two more bites and I could go on the other side of
Yep,
it.
100%.
So I did. I took about two or three more bites and then I threw it away. So Freddie and I had some cake. We have had some naps. We might have had half a gummy in the middle of the day on Wednesday and a nap. It might, both those things might have happened. But hey, we're here.
I love it.
We are rolling along. I've spent a lot of time on the Netflix since I re-upped. Watched the Simone. I thought you said there were two more episodes, but I only saw one new episode, I think. Have I missed one?
I think there were two,
Oh, I
unless
need
I
to go back and look.
rewatched one, but I think both of them were about the Paris Olympics.
Oh, I need to go back
Go
and
back
look.
and double check. Yeah.
But boy, howdy, did it make me miss.
Right.
Can we not rewind and go back to that time? That was a nice time.
Yeah.
That
Or
was a nice
have
time.
the Winter Olympics. Like, can we just go ahead and move them
I
up?
don't know that I could do it right now, but I don't know that I'm in a headspace to enjoy
Anything?
that. Yeah. But I would definitely like to go back to that feeling and
Yeah.
the summer of watching good, smart, talented Americans do things. That was fun.
Look at that.
So yes, I watched that. I watched The Diplomat, which I know you're going to talk about later. So
Well, I moved it because you had it. So let's talk about it.
you sure?
I put something else down there. I loved it. Did you love it?
Listen, Carrie, what's her name? I have brain fog. Russell,
Carrie
Carrie
Russell.
Russell. I'm the biggest Carrie Russell stan from way back in her
Yeah.
Felicity days. So I am team Carrie, anything
Yeah.
she does. The Americans may be one of my top three television shows ever.
I haven't watched that. I need to watch it.
Oh, baby.
All right. I'm gonna find it and start watching it. I need something to watch right now.
I am always so jealous when somebody tells me they have not watched The Americans yet because you
Okay.
get to experience it. Oh, Katie, I'm
Okay.
excited.
I feel the same way about Ted Lasso. Yeah.
Listen, it's a little, I mean, I don't know if you want to watch it right now or not. It's a little dark.
Yeah.
But
I
it's
don't
so,
know. I'm feeling a little dark.
yeah, you might want to wait, but it's so damn good. It's not, you might be okay. Give it a shot and see.
Okay.
It's so good. But anyway, so yeah, so I mean, I'm team Carrie Russell
Yeah.
always.
Love
But
it.
I really did like The Diplomat. I would, one of my favorite tell like back in the day when you used to have a television critic column in the newspaper
Yes.
is Alan Sepinwall.
Okay.
And I discovered he has a Substack, which I have just recently discovered, and I love it.
Hold on. Katie goes into Substack.
And he, I agreed with his review, which I always agree with his reviews. He wishes it was longer. That's the only thing. I wish it
Yes.
were more than six episodes
So
because that cast is so good. The plot is so good that it could stand to be twice as long easily.
will you say the name again of the critic?
It's Alan Sepinwall, Sepinwall.
I keep hitting the backspace instead of the L. That's kind of how my life has gone these days.
Listen, this is, we're just creating compelling audio content
There
for
we
sure.
go. Found it.
Good job.
All right, keep
What do
going.
you think of The Diplomat?
So I loved it. I of course love Carrie Russell, even not having the Americans in my repertoire. But you know who I loved coming on the TV was CJ Craig, Allison Janney, Mandy Caldwell in cinematic form.
I wish.
I mean, and the way they do it, I mean, she played, this is no big spoiler, she plays the vice president. She said it on many talk shows, and the conversation they have about Carrie Russell's hair is the best woman to woman's generational representation of politics, I think.
It was so funny too, because the whole time you watch the show, you think, Carrie, brush your hair.
Brush your hair. I know you used to be a military girl, but it's time, honey. Get a blowout.
Or just brush it.
Or brush it. But it is so good. So that conversation I loved. That was a highlight for me. And then y'all have to watch it all the way to the end. The ending is. And so it made me happy. I have a sneaky suspicion we'll get more of CJ Craig, Allison Janney, VP, whoever she is, next season. And it ends in a spectacular way. And I'm so excited. But I loved it. I loved the first season, and then this season, I did not think disappointed. So I'm glad you like it too.
Absolutely. I tried to watch the Vince McMahon.
I didn't even attempt that one.
It was not the week for me to watch about it, just to watch it.
Misogynistic old white man.
Wasn't the week for that. Thank y'all. Peace out. So skip that. But then I will tell you where I ended up. We haven't talked about this show, so I don't know where you stand on
I
it.
love this show.
I ended up on the Gilmore Girls.
I have not rewatched it, and so you
I
inspired me to rewatch it.
did not watch it when it came out. I think it came, did it come on Monday nights?
Yes.
So
Yep.
I always had choir on Monday nights. I always had Masterworks rehearsal on Monday nights. So I never watched it when it was on.
Yeah.
And then shoggers, a podcast. Speaking of which, did you ever start listening to the West Wing Weekly podcast?
No, I did
Okay.
not.
I was listening to the West Wing Weekly podcast. They were inspired by a Gilmore Girls podcast. So the West Wing Weekly went back. It was Joshua Malina and Rishi Sheerway, easy for me to say,
Right.
who Joshua Malina was Bill Bailey on the West Wing.
Well, I
And
loved.
Rishi's just a big fan of the West
Yeah.
Wing. They're friends. They went to college together. Rishi was inspired by the Gilmore Girls podcast. So they started the West Wing Weekly, and the idea is they watch an episode every week and then talk about it. And then obviously, because Josh was in the cast, they had different cast members come and do interviews and all this sort of stuff. Well, the Gilmore Girls was the same thing. They were just big fan. One of them was big fan of the show. The other one had never seen it.
Yeah.
And they would watch it together every week. And I don't know when they started. I can't remember if it was already over when they were doing like a rewatch. I can't remember when they started. But they were just two random dudes,
Yeah.
I was living in Hollywood, like trying to make it. And they ended up becoming such a phenomenon that they did get some of the cast members to come and do interviews with them, which was like a huge deal.
Yeah.
And a lot of people credit them with the fact that Netflix went back and did, remember they did those four episodes
Yes.
called Gilmore Girls: A Year in the Life. And so they did this.
Yes.
A lot of people credit
That,
the Gilmore
okay.
guys for getting the interest up and getting people talking, because what you may not know or remember is that Amy Sherman Palladino, who wrote Gilmore Girls,
Yeah.
she did not write the last season.
Oh, I did not know that.
She and the CW, or whoever it was that aired Gilmore Girls, they
Yes.
were in a big fight, and they let she left, she walked, and so she did not write the final season of Gilmore Girls. And so a lot of people were always like, well, that ain't the end, because
That
Amy
ain't the
didn't
end.
write it.
Yeah.
And so that's part, she came in and she did do the those final four episodes that were on Netflix.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
She
that's
also
I,
wrote one of my favorite shows, Miss Maisel.
but yes, she did. And did you ever watch Buns?
No.
That's what you should watch right now.
Okay.
I think that's what it calls. I think that's what it's called. The girl that's the Broadway star, Sutton Foster. It's Sutton Foster as a dance teacher, a ballet teacher. Oh, it's so good. And it's, yeah.
You need to, if you Google it to find out where you can watch it, do Buns TV.
So,
Bunheads.
Bunheads, that's it. Okay. So,
Yep.
anyway, so I didn't watch Gilmore Girls until I moved here. And then I watched the whole thing. And then I watched it again. So I've watched the whole thing twice.
Yeah,
And
I need to go back and watch it.
then when
It's
they
been a
got
while.
ready to do the Netflix specials, it was they released it like on Thanksgiving. And so I was like, Julie, I don't know what you're planning on doing, but we're watching this.
That's what we're doing.
We're not going Black Friday shopping. And so in order for her to be up to speed a little bit, I had to pick like 10 episodes the
Yeah.
week before. So I've watched the whole series twice, plus 10 episodes and the four new ones. Like,
Yeah.
but it had been several years. And so I have gone back into the Gilmore
I
Girls
love
universe,
that.
and it was nice. I liked it.
It is the first place I fell in love with Melissa McCarthy.
Yep.
Yep, one of my favorites. Yeah, I love that. So I'm definitely gonna watch Bunheads. I think that is a much better choice than the
Yeah.
Americans, but I'll definitely watch that.
Give yourself some time.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, there had not been many significant trades. A significant trade has happened. Well, it's not a trade.
Yeah.
Something has happened this afternoon. Ah.
Uh-oh.
Travis D'Arnaud,
You predicted this, though.
our beloved Travis D'Arnaud, has signed with the Angels.
Oh.
So sad.
I mean, they need the help, right?
Yeah, I mean, if as either Kelly or Casey said, I can't remember on my Braves thread, at least if he's leaving us, he's going to Wash.
Yeah.
And the guy that is the GM for the Angels is a former, he worked in the Braves front office. So that all tracks. But I'm just so sad. I'm so sad. Like, Travis is just one of those
Yeah.
stalwart, grounding,
Who are
mature.
we getting in return, or is there
No,
anybody?
it wasn't
It
a
was just
trade.
a release.
He was a free agent.
Mm.
They had an option that they could have picked him up for another year, and they did not exercise their option, which meant he was free to go wherever he wanted to go, and he went to the Angels.
Gotcha.
And I'm very sad.
Yeah, I'm sad too. He was so cute. You told us all about him.
Just the best. So lost Travis. That's very sad. Although the Angels, you know, I already liked, I had to start following the Angels when Ron Washington went over there to manage them. And then they signed one of my favorite Cubs players. Kyle Hendricks was a pitcher. He was the last guy on the Cubs from their World Series win in 2016.
Yeah.
He pitched game seven of the World Series for them. I mean, like, he was a big dog for them that year,
Yeah.
and he has signed with the Angels. So, got a couple of people in the Angels now to root for.
Look at that.
If they could just play worth a damn, it'd be great. God bless. I don't know how Wash didn't lose his mind this year, but
Know.
anyway, and then, you know, college baseball starts on my birthday.
Well, that's nice. It's on my calendar, but it's February something, right?
Yeah, February 17th.
That's right. It's on my calendar.
So that's sort of my world.
Bright spot.
What's been going on in your life?
Well, I have been so disappointed in Auburn football this season. Freeze has a worse record than Harsin did last year. And so I thought, well, I don't really follow basketball, but we've kind of turned into a basketball school. Bruce Pearl's doing a great job, I thought. And then the airplane monitoring heard around the world was when they were flying from Auburn to Houston, and two players got in a fight on the plane, and they had to turn it around and send it back to Auburn and dump the two guys who were bloodied and battered. And it's not a big plane. And these are very tall people. So I can imagine it was a little, something.
Something.
So here's my thought on the whole thing. And I've watched some things and read some stuff about it. And I think it goes to a bigger issue. So one of the kids that got in the fight,
In America.
one of the kids that got in a fight was a freshman, number three. I didn't put his name down because I don't want to say his name on anywhere. But he's from a high school called Overtime Elite. Now, if you were guessing, just hearing the name of that high school,
The
what do
part
you think the
of
academic and social rigors?
the part of the IMG Academy.
I think so. And so what they don't do is teach those boys gamesmanship and sportsmanship. They teach them to be the best athlete for themselves that they can be to go on to the next level. And they have no idea, according to a bunch of articles and things that I've read, they have no idea how to play on a team. And so when the other player that he was fighting with the game before hit like 5 3-point shots. If you watch the footage of this kid, you can see him getting angrier and angrier that they're not passing him the ball, that the
Yeah.
guy's just taking the threes and winning.
Yeah.
So I think it, I hope this is not the way that all athletics is going for high schools. Like, if you're really good and elite, you go to one of these places because they're not turning out quality people. They may be good ball players, but they're not good people and they're not good team players. Like, this kid's not gonna get asked to join the NBA at a level that he probably thinks he deserves because he's not a team player.
I don't know, Katie. You say that confidently, as if you know.
Well, they've said it confidently, so I'm saying it confidently, but I don't know. I don't know.
We don't know anything.
No, clearly we don't. But it worries me for the overall mental health of the young men in our country, which I think there's a lot that we need to worry about the overall health of them.
I will say the thing about the NBA that I have always heard is and how it's different from like football and baseball is you can have one star player on an NBA team and make a run, and whereas you can't do that
You can't do that.
in baseball or football.
No, and it is, but you can, if you find the clip, it's not hard to find of the game before, you can tell he's getting pissed. And they're winning.
Yeah,
And
that ain't
then without them, they went to Houston and beat the number four team in the country. So, I mean, we don't need you, fella. Let's just speak that into existence.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So we'll see. It could be a real fun season to watch. Rumble in the arena.
As Amanda Pearl Shire sings, "Welcome to the shit show."
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's get on with the shit
I know,
show.
right? So there's that to look forward to in the winter. But this Saturday was college game day. And the other thing I saw on the podcast last week was that Ben the dog was not doing very well. And Mandy assured me that there were
Like,
lots of
listen, there
reasons.
could be many reasons his legs went out. Y'all, the reasons his legs went out is because he was on death's door.
Let me tell you, when I texted Mandy that Ben had passed away, the cuss words that went back and forth, Of all the weeks,
I mean,
Jesus.
yeah.
Could you offer
I will
God?
say Etta died in 2016.
I mean, look at that. He couldn't stand to be on this planet with that much hurt and hate. Anyway, so Ben passed away. He brought the youngest of the dogs, Peter, and they didn't show Peter a lot. Peter still has his nads, so he's real young and he's real hyper. So
So,
I'm
get your dog fixed.
they say I don't know. I don't know how old Peter is. He's the youngest. I don't know what that means, but he was spry where Ben was not. And so I'm hoping that maybe he'll bring bring Peter on the road with him. I love that they named their dogs human names. I think that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
But he's got that same fluffy coat, so they definitely employ a really good groomer in Nash Vegas.
Listen, that's not easy to find, let me tell you.
Yeah, but here's where game day got me. I kept wait. I knew they were gonna have to say something about it, and so every story that popped up, I was like, "This is gonna be it," and it wasn't it. They waited till almost the end, and then they, went and Kirk Herbstreit could not speak, crying, could not speak. Lee Corso was consoling Kirk Herbstreit.
Can I tell
Think
you what we
about
did not need?
that.
What we did not need this week.
No. So there's
No.
Elsie, who Kirk has had to help on the air,
Wait.
helping Kirk on air.
Oh, that was a good showing of masculinity.
It was, I know it was great. It just
Look
made me
good.
like
It could be a bit.
blubbery, ugly cry.
We didn't need anything else to cry about.
No. They did a great tribute. Even the voiceover on at the end of the voiceover on the tribute, which I don't know if you watched it, Mandy, but don't unless you did. At the very end, his voice starts to break, and I thought, okay, I'm done again. Like I cried again. I'm gonna cry again now. I mean, what is
Like,
anyway? So there's that. LSU is where they were for game day, and apparently they're still not over Saban leaving them. I mean, they tried to be nice to him, but there were a lot of boos, and it was hilarious. He won him a national championship. Like, it's time to move on. He got you a national championship. Be nice to the guy. And then the guest pickers were America's D1 couple, Livy Dunn, the power gymnast, and Paul Skeens, who was a pitcher at LSU, and now he's a pitcher with Pittsburgh, right? The Pirates? Yep. And he is
Actually,
a very tall human.
he's out. I think I saw. I think this is right. I'll double check after I say it. I do believe the child is nominated for both Rookie of the Year and a Cy Young.
Look, I am not go I'm very sensitive about getting into people's reproductive rights these days, but their children, if they choose to have them, are going to be the most athletic. Livy Dunn is one of the highest NIL paid athletes in the country because she's so good at gymnastics. I mean, they're going to have like super babies.
Yeah. Confirmed. He's nominated for both.
There we go. If anybody could produce a superhuman, it would be those two. So,
Have I sent you the video of the UT fan clogging that, because my sister thinks anytime you talk about Paul Skeens, my sister's like, he looks like this guy. He does not look like
what
that
guy
guy.
you're talking about. He
He
doesn't
doesn't
at
look like
all.
that guy, but my sister swears he does. Every time somebody says something about Paul Skeens, I'll
With
think
the mustache, it's the mustache.
the guy clogging.
Yep. So then we started the games, and it was a wild day. So Georgia Tech beat Miami and stormed the field and took the uprights to the president's pool.
Chattahoochee was a bridge too far.
Way too far and too polluted, but whatever. Ole Miss then went and beat Georgia, which I was thrilled about. But Ole Miss, y'all need to learn how to act like you've been there before, because they went on the field before the game was over. They stormed the field before the game had ended, and they had to make them get off the field to finish the game, and then they stormed it again. I don't know where they threw their uprights. Somewhere they took them somewhere. And then LSU let me down. It was about to be the perfect day. Auburn was off. Georgia lost. And if Alabama had lost, it would have been the perfect football day. But LSU let me down. And they were the winner of the week for who's going to throw stuff on the field. It was LSU, and it was water bottles.
I was hoping it was going to be some jambalaya.
Right? Something. In the middle of
Boudin.
the game, in the middle of the game, into the end zone that they were playing into. I mean, it was just like, what are y'all doing?
Just doing.
Hey, Freddie Freeman. Oh, hey, sweet boy. Sweet boy. The good news is that the SEC officiating continues to be horrific.
That's the good news.
I mean, it's all we got. Obvious wrong calls, like So the broadcasters employ a former rules person so they can have an expert in the booth. And I appreciate that very much about ESPN. I also, by the way, side note, am so thankful, I can't say it enough, that Herbie and well, some form of ESPN analyst is calling these games and not Gary. God almighty. The Big Ten can have him. But there, the ESPN official who they employ, who helps them discern the rules, because there are a lot of rules, was like, oh, no, that was not a touchdown. They're never going to call that. They're going to reverse this touchdown. And then they confirmed it. And the guy was like, well, that's wrong. And I was like, oh, God. Okay. And then one of the officials high-fived one of the players after a play. Well,
Listen.
I guess we're just decorum in general has left the building.
WrestleManiafication of the world.
Yep. So there we go. So that was the games and game day. I really, they're going to be in Athens this weekend for Georgia, Tennessee, and I really don't want to cry again during college game day. Can we keep everybody? Can we keep Lee Corso in bubble wrap, please? I
Maybe we'll
can't.
bring out the Tennessee clogger.
Oh my God. Lord help. So anyway, there's that. But other than that, I've just been doing what I normally do, which is write about Jesus.
Write
And
about Jesus.
I got a whole section of my paperwork done.
You're usually reading about Jesus,
I'm
but you
usually
don't write about
reading.
him.
I did a whole section of my paperwork.
Good
So I
job,
felt really
baby.
good about that. But
Good job.
that's all I got.
I forgot to share my day today.
Oh yeah, you should do that.
So we wake up every morning and I roll out of bed and usually
Stumble
I
to
just
the kitchen.
pour myself a cup and just yawn and stretch, try to come to life.
My musical Tourette's.
So I usually just leave the I sleep in a t-shirt. I leave that t-shirt on and throw on some shorts and some socks, and Freddie and I take our walk. So thankfully this morning I did put a bra on, because listen, there's no point really for me to wear a bra in life. But I did put a bra on before we
Yeah.
left, thank goodness. And we came strolling back up to the house about 6:30, and I have a keypad, I have a keyless entry. And I went to enter my code and it just started, the red light just started blinking at me, which means the battery's dead.
Yep.
And everybody says, well, it gives you a warning. Nah, whatever warning this particular type of keypad gives you is something that I don't notice, because this is the second time that I have in 12 years that this has happened, that the battery just dies dead and I'm locked out. The good news is, the last time it happened, I was with Etta and I didn't have my phone.
Yeah.
So I had to borrow somebody's phone to call a locksmith. This time I did at least have my phone. So I was able to call the locksmith myself at 6:30. And They texted me back within about 10 minutes. It said, tech is on the way. And I was like, great, what's your ETA?
An hour.
Just silence.
Oh.
So then I texted 5 minutes later, I texted, you know, I said, do you know approximately what time you'll be here? I would like to go get a cup of coffee if I have time. Probably 30 to 45 minutes. I'll text you when I'm 15 minutes away. Okay, great. So by this point, the coffee shop had opened. It was 7. So ready to go. I order a cup of coffee. We're sitting out in front of the coffee shop. He thinks it's the best day ever because he gets to greet everybody that comes by. He was the official greeter. Ironically, the name of the coffee shop is Kava and Cupcakes.
Oh.
Because the real coffee shop that we used to have, you know, everything was purchased by Alvin's Island. And Alvin's Island is redoing the coffee shop. So we don't currently have a coffee shop where there's always been a coffee shop right downstairs for me that opened at 6 o'clock. No, it's gone. But Kava and Cupcake saw the opportunity when it presented itself, and they are now serving coffee starting at 7 a.m.
There we go.
So we were hanging out over there. Freddie was greeting everybody that was coming for their coffee. In various stages of excitement, one woman who we know, he gave her the full squirrel,
Oh.
being bounded, you know, 4 feet in the air to say hello. She thought it was great, thank goodness.
Yeah.
He may have also had a little tete-a-tete with the chocolate lab.
Oh.
That was fun. But anyway, I mean, it was an hour at least. In fact, I got a text at 8 o'clock that said he would be there in 12 minutes. So we headed home, and we're waiting on a bench in front of our building at that point. And I think he finally arrived around 8:20.
Yeah.
I had a hair appointment at 9, so we were really starting to push the envelope here.
Pushing it.
And he tried several different ways to get in without having to drill the lock. But did indeed have to drill it. So I got to pay for a lock drilling, an emergency fee, and I got to buy a new lock and pay for the installation. So $600 later, change your battery on your keyless entry pad, friends. That's all I'm
Maybe
saying.
put it on your calendar for every 6 months or something just to be safe.
That's exactly what he said. And I will tell you what else he did is he gave me a little lock box that I can stick on my door jamb so that, you know, let's be honest, when this happens again,
Right.
not if, when this
When?
happens again, I will say this, at least this time I was not locked out with sausage on the stove. Because that happened. I was getting ready to make some Rotel dip one night and I started the sausage and I realized the Rotel was still in my car. I had a foster, I had Moose at the time. And so I said, come on, Moosey, let's go get the Rotel. And I turned the stove down to low. And I went to the car. And when we got back up, the door. And it wasn't the lock. It wasn't a dead battery this time. It was like something with the mechanism in the door.
Oh.
Didn't have a phone. Had to go to the liquor store, borrow their phone to call the fire department.
Because
Because I
you're,
walked in there, I was like, y'all, I got food on the stove. Like, who do I call? I can't wait 2 hours for a locksmith.
yeah.
Called the fire department. They came over, and were just before having to bash the door in when they figured out a way to get it open. And the sausage wasn't even brown. I had turned it down so low that it was not even brown. But anyway, that's, you know, apparently I just need a key in the
Yeah.
door. So
There's
that was
that.
exciting. That was exciting.
That is an exciting day.
So, yeah.
Well, tell us about your food. What are you going to make as far as like comfort food? What are you making to get through this season?
Well, I've eaten a lot of cake.
Yep.
And I hadn't really, but I got to a point where I felt like I needed a vegetable.
Oh, yeah.
And I had some good bread and I had a lot of broccoli. And I remembered the Smitten Kitchen recipe for broccoli melts. And basically, it's like a grilled cheese, but you put some broccoli on it, so you're really eating healthy. So yeah, so I made that. It's delicious. You just sort of steam your broccoli, and then chop it up real fine, and mix it with some Parmesan cheese and some lemon zest,
That sounds good.
and then you put that on some good bread, and then put a slice of provolone on the top, and put it under the broiler. It's quite nice. It's very
Love
nice.
it.
So I did that, and really more of my comfort. Although I've gotten to the point where if I have a drink, I get a headache.
That's
Thus,
not good.
the half a gummy. Although I wouldn't have it having. I shouldn't. Anyway, now I'm not sure that applies. But anyway, so I did make the Smitten Kitchen apple cider old fashions, and I think
Love
you
it.
mentioned this recipe last year.
I think you did, yeah, but that's okay.
You boil down a quart of apple cider so that it makes like a syrup, and use that in your old fashions. It's also good in other cocktails. You don't have to go old fashioned. You can just put a little in your
Yeah.
bourbon. Good in tea. Like if you're making some tea and you want to
Yep.
put cider in your tea, that's fine. But anyway, so that's sort of what I've really eaten all week are broccoli melts and apple cider old fashions. How
Sounds
you doing?
great.
How you doing? Apple cider.
Apple and broccoli. Vegetable and fruit. Look at you.
Basically a health nut.
You are. You are.
Sorry. Sorry, y'all. I've become one of those people.
I love it.
So yeah. Well, Katie, talk to us about your favorites.
So, in this time of needing some female friends, a friend of mine and I were very, we were trying to find a way to show the world that we are not assholes without like wearing blue all the time. And we feel like we need to ward off all the evil spirits. So we went to one of my spots that I told you all about on my list last year, Bauble Bar. And Bauble Bar has an evil eye bracelet. So we got matching evil eye bracelets. And so I
You're saying that funny. Evil eye.
evil eye,
You're
yeah.
saying evil eye.
Evil eye. Evil eye bracelets. And I've linked the one that we got, but they have tons of different options. The circle ones are a little creepy looking, but I like the oblong, like actual eye shape. So
Have an evil eye necklace. Oh no, I think it was a bracelet. I'll have to look, see if I can find it.
there we go, to ward off the evil spirits. But the fact that we're getting the matching and that we are in solidarity and we have these women in our lives really is the main point. It could have been any piece of jewelry that we got that was matching. But we liked this particular evil eye. Evil eye. There we go. Bracelets. And that link is there. Anything from Bauble Bar is really cute. If you have teenage girls in your world, they'll probably make my list of places to go shop this year again. Because they've just got cute stuff. They've got cute graduation gifts too. So when we get around to graduation season, they have everything's got the name on it, or a lot of things have a name on it. And you know, girls love that kind of stuff. So that's all on there. So, and then there's a book, and I'm gonna butcher this name. I'm gonna butcher it because I am from South Georgia and this guy is Celtic, and there's lots of what do you call those things? Over the O's and the A's.
Umlaut, but it's not an umlaut when it's Welsh or Irish.
Yeah, it's one of the, there are lots of extra emphasis on his name. So his name is Patrick Otuma.
I think that sounded good.
It's the best I got. And he wrote a great book called Poets
Is
and Prayers.
the other South Georgia girl.
I know, right? There's a book called Poets and Prayers. He's got many, many books. There are devotion books, prayer books, poetry books. He's a beautiful poet. And the one that we read in class the day after the election, and then again Thursday in chapel, was one called Being Here. And so I've linked, well, that's the book name. I'm not going to read it to you because I might start crying again. But it's a beautiful book, and it's four times when you need to kind of dig yourself out. So I thought that y'all would enjoy that.
And I would suggest Look at, follow the link that Katie has shared, and then go buy it from your local bookstore and not just.
Yes. Yes. You know, I'm in a bookstore like desert up here.
Right.
So, yep. But
Like you have the information here.
yes.
So use that and then go to your favorite bookstore and buy
There
it.
we go.
I love some poetry though. That sounds like
Yes.
what I need.
Yes, I think you would love this. That's mainly why I put it on here too. I think it's perfect. It's a 30-day, 31-day devotion, but it's each devotion is like writing and poetry and prayer. It's just beautiful.
Love.
Yeah.
Prayers for curiosity, justice, and love. Sign me up.
Yep. It's great. So highly recommend that. Then the other day I was looking for something. I'm kind of out of shows. So I was like, what can I watch that I haven't watched in a long time? It's just a really good movie. And I found The Saint with Val Kilmer and Elizabeth Shue. If you have not watched that movie, it is so. Have you ever seen that movie?
Think so.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. So it's Val Kilmer after Top Gun, but before he gets really sick. It's like the last thing he did before he got the big C. And it kind of sets it up where it could have been a series. It was originally a series, I think, in the 60s. And they've tried to reinvent it, but this movie version is so good. It's about a guy who's the master of disguise. He's an operative, and he and Elizabeth Shue, who invented this fake energy source, go all over Russia, solve a big mystery. They have a love story. It's just really good. It's a true action movie before CGI, before all that stuff, and it's very sweet. So watch The Saint,
Okay.
especially if you haven't seen it. It's on. I found it on Prime. But it's a good one.
Okay.
And then here's the thing that Mandy, if you have not watched this is so up our alley. I'm going to watch it again. It's called the documentary is on Disney Plus. It's called Music by John Williams. And for someone who loves orchestral music, epic movies, soundtracks, the Olympics, it is a homage to the entire life of John Williams, much of which I didn't know. He played on the studio soundtracks for like West Side Story. Like that's how far he goes back in the music business. It is beautifully done, fascinating. The people that they get to interview, obviously Steven Spielberg and the one that, who's the other one? That did Star Wars. George Lucas are a huge part of it. The guy from Coldplay.
Christopher.
Coldplay, yeah, Coldplay walks out to the E.T. soundtrack at every one of their shows. And so to hear him gush about it, Wynton Marsalis talks about the Catch Me If You Can theme song. Yo-Yo Ma's on there. I mean, the world of music wrapped up in one tribute to the amazing John Williams. It is
That sounds
so good. Mandy, you will love it. It will uplift your spirit.
okay. Sign me up.
So definitely watch that. And then because we'd already talked about The Diplomat, I added one more thing to my list because I had this the other day. It is not a recipe by any means. All I did was get a piece of chicken out of the freezer, put it in a Ziploc bag, and pour this stuff over it. If you like buffalo sauce, this is one of the best buffalo sauces. I got it on Amazon, but you can get it at some stores. It's called Blonde. I'm going to butcher this too. I'm going to get tongue-tied about it. Blonde Beards Black Magic Buffalo Sauce.
Okay.
It is so good. I make a homemade, ranch dressing. I just get the Trader Joe's ranch and do mayonnaise and Greek yogurt for, we haven't said it yet, Mandy. Say it.
Protein.
Protein. And just make a little ranch dipping sauce and then put some tater tots on the sheet pan with it. And it is a great dinner. So this stuff is so easy, so good. I love it.
Good.
So there you go. There's a little bit of everything this
Those
week.
are awesome. Thank you, Katie.
You are very, very welcome.
Well, what have you
So,
got going this week?
this week, I'm working more on paperwork. I've got some projects to do. So I'm working on that for school. Like, I actually do have to pass my classes.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that. Just writing more paperwork for the Methodist Church.
Fra la la.
Fra la la. I saw that on a t-shirt and I almost bought one.
Fra la fucking la.
There we go. And then Auburn plays, I don't even know. Gosh, it's gonna be terrible. Let's see.
Might be cupcake week. Mercer plays Alabama this week.
We do have one more cupcake game, and that might be the only other win we have, which will bring us to, wait for it, 4 wins for the season. Yep, this is our cupcake week, Louisiana Monroe. But look, I'm not sure that's going to happen, y'all. Yep, Alabama, Mercer, LSU, Florida, Texas, Arkansas. So there's some decent games. So I'll be writing. That's what I'll be doing. And hopefully not crying at game day. God almighty.
Enough. Enough is enough.
Enough. Anyway, Mandy, what about you? Oh, you have lots of things to discuss. Next week should be so fun.
Dude, I can say now because by the time this comes out, the surprise will have happened.
Yes.
But I am flying to London on Thursday.
Look at you.
So excited. My dear friend Carla, who lived here and moved a year ago to DC, they have now moved to London. Her husband got transferred to a job with the State Department in London. So they are, and I mean, they are like
Yeah.
in London town. And so a couple months ago, our friend Juju texted me and was like, let's go to London. You want to go to London? I was like, yeah, I'll go to London. And so she had, I knew she had been talking to Carla,
Right.
coordinating it all. And so we bought our tickets, the whole nine yards. And then Gigi says, "Did you tell Carly you're coming?" I was like, "No, didn't you?" And she was like, "No." And I was like, "Oh my God, Gigi." She's like, "Oh, it's fine. You're easy. It'll be fine." And I'm like,
You're easy.
she's like, "Maybe we should surprise her." I was like, "An intercontinental house guest is a hell of a surprise." And she said, "Carla will love it. I mean, we might should check with Judson."
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. And Judson was like, "Great." And Gigi's like, "It can be any range of surprise.
Yeah.
Like, we can surprise her 2 days before, or we can surprise her at the airport." And
Right.
Judson said, "Let's go whole hog, surprise her at the airport."
I love it.
So Carla has no idea I'm coming. We get there Friday morning. And we'll stay with Lee, fly out Tuesday. So get home late Tuesday. So very excited about that.
I cannot
I'm
wait to
not,
hear
I've been
all about it.
to London, but it was like in 1992. And have not been to Europe in 20 years either. So
It was
I'm
the
really
early
excited.
aughts for me.
So I'm excited.
Yay! That's great. Well, I
Yeah.
can't wait to hear all about it. I know we'll record a little bit later now that y'all are just like sitting by your Instagram waiting for me to post that we've recorded. But we will record a little bit later just so we can get the full story from Mandy. I cannot wait to have jet lagged Mandy.
Listen, I know, and I've got a hearing on Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. We could do it Wednesday night, maybe.
Yeah, we could do it Wednesday night. I have class till 5:30, so
We
that'll
might
be
see.
fine.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, y'all.
We love you. We are so glad that we have our friends.
That we are.
Hold on. Zoom updated. I gotta find the button. Bye, y'all.